You're listening to SBS News. A vaccine tested on 45 people in the United States has provoked a hoped-for immune response among the participants. The research team found volunteers developed what are called neutralizing antibodies in their bloodstream. That's the molecules active in blocking infection, at levels comparable to those found in people who survived COVID-19. Dr. William Schaffner from the Vanderbilt University Medical Center says the early results are promising.
It's a good first step. It looks as though the vaccine generated a vigorous immune response. We like that. We think that's going to be associated with protection. A couple of notes. This is a two-dose vaccine. And there were some people who had sore arms and a little bit of fever and some fatigue, etc. Small price to pay for protection against COVID, I would think. So there's nothing there that would inhibit us from going on to larger trials, and they're currently underway.
The vaccine will now be tested on 30,000 people. In the United States, there are 3.4 million confirmed cases and there have been 138,000 deaths. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Donald Trump needs to take the advice from his health experts seriously.
Mr. President, please listen to your public health experts instead of denigrating them. Do your job, Mr. President, because if we can't deal with the public health crisis, we can't deal with the economic crisis.
Vice President Mike Pence has made a visit to Louisiana, one of several states that's seen a surge in cases.
We have more resources today to deal with this pandemic than ever before. The availability of a national response, the availability of resources to the state under the CARES Act, support for families, support for businesses will continue to allow us, as we deal with rising cases, to continue to responsibly open up our economy, to be there for families in Louisiana, and to get our kids back into school.
Brazil is the second worst hit country after the United States, and protesters in that country's capital are calling for the impeachment of President Jair Bolsonaro. The president has repeatedly played down the severity of COVID-19, at one point dismissing it as a little flu. He's now infected with the virus and is using the anti-malarial drug hydroxychloroquine to treat his mild symptoms. Brazil has had a total of 1.9 million cases and more than 72,000 people have died. Protester Gloria Lima says the country has suffered enough.
Brazil can't take it anymore. There have been more than 70,000 deaths, more than 70,000 families crying over the deaths of people that were ignored and scorned by the genocidal person in charge of the Brazilian government.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the pandemic is taking a huge toll, which could be felt for many years.
Working hours, equivalent to some 400 million jobs, were lost in the second quarter of 2020. And we are experiencing the sharpest decline in per capita income since 1870. Between 7 and 100 million people could be pushed into extreme poverty. And some 265 million could face acute food insecurity by year's end, double the number at risk before the crisis. COVID-19 could set us back years and even decades, leaving countries with massive fiscal and growth challenges.
France has held scaled-back Bastille Day commemorations because of the pandemic. Authorities cancelled the traditional military parade and held a tribute to the health workers on the virus frontline. President Emmanuel Macron says he's inclined to make face masks compulsory in all public indoor spaces, and says the measure could come into force from August 1st. Masks are already mandatory on public transport across France. The United Kingdom is going down a similar path, and British Health Secretary Matt Hancock says there'll be fines imposed on those who refuse to wear masks while shopping.
We want to give people more confidence to shop safely and enhance protections for those who work in shops. Both of these can be done by the use of face coverings. Sadly, sales assistants, cashiers, and security guards have suffered disproportionately in this crisis. The death rate of sales and retail assistants is 75% higher amongst men and 60% higher amongst women than in the general population.
Sweden, which has had more than 5,000 COVID-19 deaths, won't be making masks compulsory and is instead emphasising the importance of social distancing. The health agency's Karen Tegmark-Wissell says avoiding face-to-face contact is important.
We would like to stress very much that number one is to avoid close contact, avoid public transportation. And we are looking into if there are specific situations where we see that the complexity and the risks with face masks are actually less than the benefits.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.